On Monday afternoon, a chartered bus wound its way through the steep, narrow roads of the South Hills. On board were employees of HIAS, an agency that works with the State Department in bringing refugees to the United States. HIAS works with Jewish Family and Children's Services, one of four resettlement agencies in the Pittsburgh area. Pittsburgh has become a hub for refugees. This week, HIAS is holding its national conference here. Among the scheduled activities were visiting where refugees live, work, and go to school.
We're going to Baldwin High School. So at Baldwin High School, JFCS has this program. It's a refugee youth program.
Mark Hetfield, president of HIAS, said they wanted to visit the school to see what changes have been made in the decades since they started placing the most recent of the big refugee populations in the region, the Burmese.
Because when we first started resettling Burmese, I know it was a real challenge here in Pittsburgh. There was not the infrastructure to support ESL, and so much was learned from the Burmese experience because of a lack of language facilities, that was then built into the subsequent resettlement efforts that we've had, especially now with the Bhutanese.
With thousands of refugees now calling southwestern Pennsylvania home, schools have had to change. At the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, they've had to not just add English as a second language teachers, but work cultural competencies into teacher curriculums. Kelly Noyes is the ESL program director at the Allegheny Intermediate Unit.
We have dealt with populations of students where the children have never put on a pair of shoes, they don't know what a light switch is, things of that nature, where it goes really beyond just teaching them English and really teaching them those kind of day-to-day survival skills.
Those types of survival skills are what the program at Baldwin High School focuses on.
I learned how to apply for jobs. It's really important. Make resumes.
That's Daruka Nyan, a 17-year-old Sudanese junior who came to the U.S. from Kenya 7 years ago. Along with 21 other students, she's part of this program that helps them prepare for everything that will come after graduation. This program includes lessons in registering for the SATs, shaking someone's hand properly, and handling a household budget. These are things the school's guidance counselor says they aren't going to learn from their parents. Tapish Timsina is a 16-year-old junior who came here from a refugee camp in Nepal. Here, he's a primary conduit to American culture for his family, a big change coming from a culture where elders are revered.
My parents, they're not fluent in English, and then they don't know much about the education system or anything else. And so they're more dependent on us, like students who go to school and learn this thing. So I think that shifted a little between us. Like, we had full dependence on our parents who knew everything about everything in our camps. And then we came here, and then now they're trying to switch back. And then it's pretty hard to, take responsibility.
The HIAS attendees were impressed with the students.
Very impressive.
And with that, the students shook hands with the attendees and handed out business cards with an image of Baldwin High School with their names, their grade, and emails. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.